This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, just remember that every weekday morning at this time, we open the Bible and see what God has to say to us about our lives. And you know, when you do that every day and you truly open your heart to God, you find God really changing your life. The Bible says that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And this is exactly what you experience when you allow God each day to put His way of thinking about life into your way of thinking about life, His perspective into your perspective. This really changes your response to every circumstance in life. Well, we're talking this week about faith. And what a difference that makes in life. I want to take you to a verse in the second letter of Peter in the New Testament of the Bible, chapter 1, starting in verse 3. He says, God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. And then he goes on talking about how to grow and add to where you are spiritually in your life. But just think about this. God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Well, why can you trust God in life? Why can you live each day with faith in Him? Well, because of who He is, as it says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God knows everything. He knows everything about you. He knows better than anyone what is best for you, and you can trust Him. You say, well, He may know me, but why does that mean I can trust Him? Well, think about what He has already done for you. He's already given you, according to this verse, everything necessary for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. That is, Jesus Christ, when He died on the cross, He was opening the door for you to have this amazing relationship with God. There's this barrier between you and God. It's a legal barrier and a personal barrier. Legally, you've broken God's laws just like every other person on earth, and you cannot undo that, and you face God's judgment. Jesus took God's judgment for you because He didn't deserve it. Then you have the personal problem that our offenses against God have angered God. Yes, He loves us, but He's angry. And what Jesus did at the cross just dissipates God's anger. He looks at it and He says, I can't stay angry at that. And so there's forgiveness for us because of what Jesus has done for us. And that opens the door into this beautiful relationship where God is willing to adopt you as His son or daughter if you'll only turn to Him in faith and say, thank you for what you've done for me at the cross. And I invite you to come into the center of my life and begin reshaping my life as you designed it to be. Well, then God pours out of His divine power into your life everything you need to respond to the difficult and pleasant circumstances in your life in a way that honors God and brings fulfillment and meaning into your life as well. You can trust in Jesus and step out onto the path that He has laid out for you. Have you ever recognized what Jesus has done for you at the cross and the door that opens for you to have this loving relationship with God? If you haven't, I encourage you right now to just take a moment. Pray to God. That just means talking to Him. Thank you for what Jesus did on the cross for me. And I receive your forgiveness. And I invite you to change my life. His answer to that will always be yes. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.